Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
Hey there, it is time for yet another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today's topic is three ways to show sponsors more value with mobile updates. Now, you might be wondering off the top of your head, if you don't have any sponsors, what we're actually talking about. So we're focusing on conference or trade show promoters and producers or other people with events, whether it's something as simple as you're hosting a meetup and you're going to sell tickets to your particular meetup, but you don't want to use meetup because you don't want to pay their fees, or whether you are doing a long-running party like Affiliate Ball or Marketers Ball, something along those lines. If you're running a conference, a trade show, a party, a promotional event, one of your biggest points of contention is probably demonstrating more value to your sponsors so that they will sign up at a higher level or sign up to sponsor more of your events. Now, before we get into that, as usual, Hazel is going to take 2 quick minutes and tell you how mobile wallet marketing works. If you are a regular listener and you've heard it before, skip to the 3-minute mark. If not, listen up.
So what is mobile wallet marketing? Well, it's a real-time communications tool, and you have direct access to your user's mobile phone. You can do mobile updates that are seen right on the lock screen. And there are different ways that we can use mobile wallet marketing. These are passes, again, that fit right in your mobile wallet.
In your Apple wallet?
And in your Apple wallet.
Or your Android.
Or your Android third-party wallet.
Yeah, some generics. Yeah, this is not an app.
Correct. And these passes can be used in a variety of ways for different campaigns. We use them as for digital business cards. We have our product podcast marketer. And we can also use them for event tickets.
Yep, we use them for everything from real estate agents to automobile dealerships to online coaches, you name it. There's a lot of applications. And specifically today, event tickets, conventions,
right.
Promo events.
So on this pass, there is a front and a back to them. On the front would be your event, would be your title, your logo, your color scheme.
Small graphic.
And a small graphic of your picture of your event. On the back of the pass, once you turn it over, you'll have URLs to your website, to your Twitter, so you can put the hashtag of the event so users can go through Twitter and do that for you. We also have a map. So if your physical address of the venue of the event, if they don't know where to go, the
social
address,
media.
The address is right there. There's social media, of course.
Video marketing.
And video marketing, however you're promoting. And there's also a URL for your sponsors.
Well, anything that the phone can recognize as an app can be launched from the back of the pass. So you could do direct links to sponsor websites,
yes,
or
yes.
You could set up your own page that showcased your sponsors in whatever order you wanted to promote them.
That's right, because we all know sponsors come from platinum down to bronze.
Depends on how you set it up.
That's
you know,
right.
And realistically, moving on to the topic, which is 3 ways to show your sponsors more value with mobile updates, is for sponsors, and you know, we sponsor some events, we sponsor some different sorts of things, and quite often it is difficult to accurately gauge the ROI on a trade show or a conference. You know, direct sales isn't really a gauge unless you are, you know, one of our vendors is big on doing home and garden shows. Their product fits right in with home improvements. And so they set up, they do their demos, they use the passes for people who have generated an interest but haven't been willing yet to commit. So you're watching the demo, you like it, but you got to go home and talk to the wife or the husband, or you're not ready to buy yet, but you're interested. So by dropping a pass into a phone, The vendor can then message down the road to the prospect and continue in the sales process. That really doesn't have anything to do with sponsors, but it has to do with other things that your vendors in your events might want to do. And we don't limit you to only pushing sponsors. You can push vendors, you can push pretty much anybody you want to with the passes, because the platform is a specific number of passes, a specific number of updates over either 6 months or 12 months as a period of time. So when you look at things besides direct sales, it's really hard to say, what did I get from exhibiting at the Phoenix Home and Garden Show? This is one of the ways where you can directly show sponsors additional long tail marketing. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to episode number 14, which is called Trade Shows and Events Using Mobile Wallet Tickets, you probably want to do that. There are some really good ideas, specific ideas for using mobile updates during an event in that episode. We're not going to necessarily rehash them here, but they're in there. So it's episode number 14.
Yeah, and as you know, as many industries mature, companies that previously were big sponsors, well, they aren't so interested in being a big sponsor anymore. They believe they've saturated the market with their brand, and they can pull back a bit and still maintain the same presence. So let's talk about the three most important things you can do with mobile updates to leverage your sponsors into taking a more involved role. Let's start off at number three, Kim.
Ooh, I feel like Dave Letterman. Woo!
Yes.
Drum roll. Okay, number three, location and proximity. Now, there are a lot of people, including some of our customers, who think that this should be the number one reason, but we're bringing it in at third place, and I'll tell you why. Not everyone pays attention to their mobile phone when they're actually walking the show floor. Now, I know, Hazel, you think I am joking, because if you have ever seen Hazel at a trade show or a conference, she is all over that phone. It is in her hand. It is glued to her face. I'm not going to say she walks into people all that often, but she is literally, I mean, if she was playing Pokemon Go at a show, she could not be more involved with her telephone. And you know what? I know a ton of people that are like her. She is not alone. A lot of people use their phones to schedule meetings, to be on top of things. I'm a little more laid back, you know, I have kind of a loose schedule, and I sometimes forget to look at the phone for hours when I'm working on something, whether it's at the computer or whether it's sitting in a meeting or honestly sitting in somebody's booth at the end of the day, drinking a beer with them, having a chat about something. I'm not the person who's looking at my phone. So maybe I don't notice that an iBeacon just triggered a notification to tell me that I am standing next to the XYZ booth and that I should stop in and register for their iPad giveaway. This is the reason why when we were deciding who was going to be in the number one spot, and I fought really hard to put this one into third, and so it's in third, and that's why, because some people are oblivious, like me, and messaging loses out the top spot on location and proximity because of that.
Right. Absolutely. So the number two reason with a
drum roll again
is direct messaging to the lock screen. You can do content updates prior to the show and during the event. And this cannot be oversold. I don't care how much you talk it up. It's nothing short of phenomenal thing that you can do is drop a variety of sponsor messages onto your event tickets and other passes anytime you like. You can link to promotions, whatever it is on the back, deliver real value to your advertisers and sponsors, starting well before your attendees arrive and adding to it in real time while they're there.
So we were working out a deal the other day with a company that has an ongoing series of local and national events. And the way that they do this is they have generally four big national events a year that's at two different big trade shows that each have two conferences a year. And then they've branched out over the past few years into doing smaller local events to generate interest on a local level, and sort of build buzz all the way along for their promotional events that kind of go hand in hand with the conferences that they work with. And I'm not going to name names. You probably have heard of them, especially if you're in any kind of affiliate marketing.
Yes.
Or you do any kind of trade show or events that are geared towards online marketers. But their situation is really kind of unique in the fact that they're not putting on a show in January and a show in August, or a show in February and a show in November. They have an ongoing setup and situation. And they do leverage a lot of the same sponsors for the national shows. And then they go back and they leverage these sponsors locally when they have events that are regionally close, or the sponsors have a good regional base of affiliates or advertisers that are going to be in attendance. And literally the big value here is the ability to cross promote between events. So we have big event January and August. And of this big event in January and August, the attendees come from all over the country. One is an East Coast event and one is a West Coast event. And to be able to go back to these attendees and say in March, hey, we're having an East Coast event. Are you interested in attending? Well, a lot of these people aren't going to be interested in attending because it's a small event and they're not on the East Coast. But the big hook to this is the ability to go back and mention yet again, sponsor A, company XYZ, is sponsoring this event that is regional, maybe not pertinent to you, but it puts that sponsor front and center in that advertiser or that affiliate or that coaching student's space. So it's like an ongoing, always on ability to reference not only future sponsors, but past sponsors. And I don't care how fancy your badge or your wristband might happen to be. It is never going to be, at least not this year and probably not next year, fancy enough to have the ability to talk to attendees before they arrive and after they're gone. You know, most of that stuff, 99.9% of that stuff ends up in the trash anyway. So when you've got a big sponsor who's your badge sponsor or your lanyard sponsor, as soon as your show is over, the badge, the lanyard, the wristband, it's in the trash. It doesn't even make it into the suitcase to go home 99% of the time. So this is why number two is direct messaging to the lock screen, content updates prior to and during the event. Which brings us to number one.
Number one, direct messaging and content updates after the event. Our PASS program offers you the opportunity to continue messaging attendees for the rest of the year. Or more if you want to do a custom program, but we'll talk about that with you at another time. So, like, if you have...
Your next event, generate your buzz, excitement, ticket sales directly from the PASS that's already sitting in the wallet because somebody has already attended one of your events.
That's right. You have the ability to recap and add more sponsor or vending messages after the show is over. And it's not something you can do with these physical tickets or badges at all.
No, and to try to do this in email, honestly, it's not that effective. If you have surveys that you want to send out, or you want feedback from attendees, or you want something after the event is over, it's like pulling teeth to get people to do this. You know, before an event, everybody's excited. Oh my gosh, they're packing their clothes. They're looking at who's in the speaker lineup. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. After your event is over, they're tired, they're hungover, they've traveled home, hopefully their flights weren't delayed or whatever, and they don't want to talk to you, and they're not going to answer your emails. You'll be lucky if they open them and read them. You know we go to a lot of conferences and a lot of trade shows, and 95% of those emails I never even bother opening, even the ones that are like, ooh, special deal on the next one. But if you send me something on my phone that catches my attention with a lock screen notification, you can start pre-selling me on events. You can start telling me about your keynote speakers, who's sponsoring this, who's sponsoring that, who's a featured vendor. Start doing it all well in advance of your next event. and start pushing your ticket sales well in advance of your next event. I mean, you can't beat this. This is why it's number one.
That's right. These mobile wallet passes are good for a year, so you are able to do this with no issue.
And when we say they're good for a year, what we mean by that is your plan with us is that you pay for a year. The passes don't unhook themselves and become no good after a year if you want to keep them and keep them working. You know, if somebody has this on an iPhone and they buy a new iPhone, the pass goes with them because it lives in their Apple wallet. Now, the Android uses generic wallets. It's not a specific app, so anything they're already using is likely to work with this. So, again, people transfer those kind of multi-purpose apps. So this isn't something where, oh, you did it once and it's over. Even if you did do it once and it was over, the immediate value at the time for the messaging and the location and proximity still makes it worth it. But when you sit down with your sponsors and you say, okay, so in the second month after my event, I'm going to send out another message reminding people that you sponsored. In the sixth month after my event, I'm going to send out an overall message talking about the next event and who's going to sponsor and this, that, and the other. You can send out any variety of messaging. We suggest that when you're in between events and not doing a lead up to a new event, that you scale back on the messaging so that you're not annoying people after the fact. But sending once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, that's great. Don't message people every day if your event isn't upcoming.
That's right. That's right. Excellent point.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what it boils down to is when I go to talk to people about sponsoring something that we're doing, I can offer them after the fact, before the fact, direct interaction with a call to action. And if I set it up where I put the sponsor link, like what one of the things that we do for some of our stuff is we use our top link on the back of the ticket as a rotating sponsor link. So everybody that is a top level sponsor, and we usually don't have more than four, can 1 week out of the month be the top level sponsor on that top link. And we just send the traffic directly to them. We bypass ourselves altogether. And I have to tell you, sponsors love that because it is a direct tap into what they are providing as part of their sponsorship.
That's right. You're delivering real value.
Totally real value. So, three ways to show your sponsors more value by using mobile updates. That's all I have.
That's all I have. Thanks so much for listening.
See you in two. Have a great week.